The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Cole and Jettis.
It's Gettis, actually.
Jettis.
Gettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast with me, Colin Gettis. Oh my god, excitement. One guy in a room that's echoey. Who gives a fuck? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Today is the 1st of December. In my scrot. It's nearly Christmas, apparently. You'll know this because it was Black Friday the other day and everyone's beating the cunt out of each other for a fucking non-brand TV in Tesco's. Ish, ish. Boosh! They tricked you again, you silly bitches.
Do you want the fucking, do you want half price off an out-of-date fucking watermelon?
Oh my god, I'm gonna boot a child in the face to get that. Yeah, boy. Amazing. The coffee is substandard, guys. So yeah, it's the 1st of December. It's almost Christmas. What does that mean? What does the 1st of December mean? I'll tell you what it means, you lucky shits. It means that Lavery's Comedy Club is tomorrow, the 2nd of December. If you're listening to this on a Tuesday, which hopefully it will be once I upload this, motherfucker. If you're listening on a Tuesday, it means on the Wednesday we have Lavery's Comedy Club. Where do you hear this? Where do you hear the fucking lineup? Paddy McDonald is doing support. He's back from England. They let that cunt in England. I know. I was surprised as well. And he's doing support, and then we have a break, obviously, and then I'll be emceeing, and then headlining we'll have Foil Arms and Hog. If you're sitting at home going, I wonder who Foil Arms and Hog are, why don't you just YouTube them for a minute, okay? Realise that they've been on everything, like the Savage Eye and a pile of shit down south, you know, live at the fucking Electric and all that stupid shit. I think, maybe. They've been on all that stuff. They sold out Vicar Street in Dublin. They're a sketch group. They're the best sketch group you'll see. No offence to any other sketch group. You shit, okay? Foil Arms and Hog are fucking hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Really clever. A lot of fun to watch. Really nice guys. They're either all called Sean or they're all called Connor. I can't remember. That's rude. I can't remember. The joy of two of them being called Sean is you just remember the one that's called Connor. Amazing! So, they're playing Lavery's tomorrow. They played before at one of the day fests. It was fucking brilliant. Fucking brilliant. Eat my asshole. And the day fest the last time, which was pre the last Fringe, which means they've got an all new set probably. The last day fest was how much? £12, bro. It was £12. How much are they playing for tomorrow? £6. So fuck the Christmas market. We've all had fucking churros. Speaking of churros, I saw a big fat... I don't know how to sugarcoat this. She certainly did. She was a big fat bastard eating fucking churros at like 11 in the morning. By herself. And you know, anytime I've ever had them, I've struggled to get through them with two or three people with me. And that's me saying that. But complete... In fact... Now that I think about it, I've never had anything nice out of that Christmas market. You know? Do you want to get a strawberry beer? No. Because it tastes like someone dropped a fucking Fertella in it 9 years ago. It's bogging. Do you want to get some churros? Why don't I just eat a packet of icing sugar and barf myself? Huh? Nutella? I can buy Nutella anywhere. It certainly isn't £6, you Spanish cunt. Oh, mate, do you want a fucking... Do you want a bratwurst? Nah. It's not nice. I tasted it and it's not tasty. It's like sickly sweet and crunchy like you fucking flame grilled a cock. I'm alright, mate. I'm alright. Churros. She was just wolfing them into her. Probably on the way to work or something.
You'll never guess what, Tracy. I had a lovely vat of fucking churros this morning. Set me off lovely for lunch. Where do you want to go?
I mean, there's me slagging people eating shit. The fucking stuff I've eaten in the last... I don't even want to tell you how many sausage products I had yesterday. And it's almost as if I'm giving two fingers up to the National Health Service, who have told us, apparently, that sausages give you cancer. And I'm running around like, yeah, living life on the edge. I said Maureen had to go to the doctors, right? She's got the HIV, like a sheen. I'm joking. Her hands just went weird because it's winter. One of those people. Oh, can't deal with cold. Hands fall off. So, in fact, everyone's hands are fucked up. You know, speaking to wee Begley, he's on late license. He's got fucking early onset fucking, what's it called? Arthritis in his hands. Did I tell you about this? We stayed over at more. I was fine all day, and I started doing this podcast, and then I'm like, I have the flu. So one morning, I did tell you this, did I? I can't remember. Did I tell you this? Like I'm talking a conversation by my fucking self here. So we go to the. We were staying over in Maureen's sister's house in Belfast one day, and Begley was supposed to be staying too, but then he disappeared in the middle of the night, and he came back, and I opened the door, and he's literally holding both his hands in the air, like. Some sort of Christ figure, like, and I was like, what? And he goes, I just fingering all night, and my hands are killing me. And did I not laugh, guys? I laughed. Laughed my balls off, because he's got this shitty arthritis hands, and what does he do? He's out fingering. It's the worst thing he could have done. Funny, though. Being a serial fingerer, etc. Let us move on. Oh yeah, I should probably talk about the sausages that this is what happened yesterday. Maureen goes to the doctors. I text her. I was like, here, go to the shop, bring back some fucking sausages, because that's the joy of living in the country. Every little spar or hole in the wall will have like a deli in it. So I was like, get some fucking sausages. I can't be arsed. So she brings back two stuffed sausages, two normal sausages and a scotch egg. I'm not gonna lie to you folks, I had both stuffed sausages in a sandwich. And then there was the fucking scotch egg, which I love. It's on the list of disgusting foods I love. And I was like, and it was homemade, you know what I mean? You could tell it was badly made, but it was tasty. And I was like, right, I'll keep that for later. And I didn't, you know, we sat and talked at the table for 10 minutes. I ate half of it. And then I was kind of clearing the kitchen up. And then I was like, what am I gonna do? Keep that in a fucking polystyrene thing for like an then I just ate that. Then we're at her parents' house knocking about later in the evening, and you're like, oh, let's just have dinner here, whatever. And what was it? More sausages and spuds. Did I say I'm all right, thanks, I've had enough sausage? I didn't. I just went ahead and ate them and was like, what's 9 sausages in a day, really? You know, is that bad? And they're like, I don't know, tell your blood pressure, Colin, you fat, baldy twat. Let's move on with the dates. 2nd of December, which is tomorrow, Lavery's Comedy Club. Keep your ear out for these gigs. Ready? Ready? Here we go. 10th of December, we are at a place called Contained, which is a new pop-up venue for over Christmas. It's only there for December. It's 4 lorry containers facing each other with holes cut in them. And it's got a big teepee up the middle, and it looks fucking tremendous inside. It looks great. I called over the other day, they wanted a comedy gig in there. I said, no problem, let's organise that shit. Contained is basically underneath the bridge, if you're sort of like what do you call it? Donegal Quay. That's where it is. So picture this. Like, if you know where Custom House Square is, if you know where the nightclub Rain used to be, I don't even know what the fuck it's called now. But it's behind that Royal Mail building, the big silver building in Belfast. If you're up in town, you could just walk like across Custom House Square, out the back, across the road towards that Oval building, the big fucking massive building, and just keep walking down there, and you'll see it. It's got a big fence around it. It looks like a big teepee, and we're gonna do a gig in there. There's been other gigs happening in there, ska nights and fucking bands and all sorts of shit. Looks like great crack. The venue is unreal. It's gonna be, hopefully we can get people to it. It's a tenner. The lineup is literally like me, Mickey Bartlett, Kieran Bartlett, Aaron McCann, Dave Elliott, Rory Woods, and it's a tenner. And Kieran Bartlett, you'll know from Late License. Mickey, you'll know from being Mickey, and also being a monumental and fucking Blame Game, and he's overdoing warm up for TFI Friday. Motherfucker's on fire. And what am I doing? Talking to myself in a room like a twat. So, 10th of December at Contained. If you're looking at a strange night out, that's the one to go to. It's going to be amazing. There's a pizza fucking van outside that does like proper pizzas. Big bubbly fucking, not shitty, like Domino's type pizza. Like proper big bubbly crusty fucking pizzas. It looks unreal. What else? On the 11th, I'm in Larne. Bam, bam, bam. You know, I'm a fan of doing gigs in places that you wouldn't expect, okay? So when someone's like, do you want to come down to Larne? I have a word. I make sure that we can have a proper comedy night. So we're going to Larne in some place called the Older Fleet or something. There's probably people from Larne going, oh my God, I wouldn't fucking take a shite in there. What can you do? You know? I'm bringing some friends. It's going to be a good comedy night. It's good times, baby. So, and the final gig I want to plug before Christmas, which I think is my final fucking, and then we'll get Christmas off, is going to be the 17th of December in the one and only Mason's Comedy Club, Derry. I was there for the fucking Oktoberfest gig. If anyone can remember anything from that night, I'd be very surprised. So why don't you get yourselves to the best club in Derry? One of the originals, one of the first and best comedy clubs to get started up in Northern Ireland. You know, you have your empires and your queens and all. Mason's is another favourite. It's basically what made Mickey Bartlett, to be fair, you know. He got time to practice as an MC, become one of the best MCs. You know, they love him up there, he's hilarious. So, get to that, 17th of December. So, one more time for the... You can skip through this, but don't, because, you know. Second, which is tomorrow, Lavery's Comedy Club, 10th of December, Contained. The Christmas cracker at Contained with a big pile of bastards. 11th is Larne, the Older Fleet. 17th is Derry. / Londonderry / Foyle City. And it's me, Mickey Bartlett, Kieran Bartlett. It's going to be ridiculous. It's going to be ridiculous! Let's move on. Did you see the last episode of Late License? I did. Didn't know anyone in it apart from fucking the obvious people. And I'll tell you something. They've went ahead and put all the clips online. So if you go on the BBC Northern Ireland and scroll down to the fucking uploads bit and just watch all the clips from Late License. If you want to see all the clips with me in it, there's fucking 5 bro sketches. There's like 3 country and western ones. There's the belly sketches. Just, you know what I mean? Watch it all. It's all in there. And then it'll slowly but surely come on TV. Coffee. If you listen to Live at the Sunflower, it's been commissioned a best of show. So on the, oh, that's another date I need to write down there. What my dick? 8th, I think. Sunflower. If you listen to Live at the Sunflower, I don't know if my episode's available. Someone else's will be. They're doing a best of, which basically means anyone that did particularly well at it is getting invited back for a festive themed gig where you talk a load of stand-up. So that's on the 8th, I think. Probably be put out like a week later, like the 3rd or the 15th or something. So there you go. That's exciting news, isn't it? There's war. There is war going on between Shane Todd. Well, not so much Shane Todd, more his agent and the BBC, because we all decided we would put up the clips from Late License on our own social media. And the BBC are cracking up saying, no, you can't rip the videos and put them up. And you feel like going, listen, you dumb fucking cunts. Do you want... Basically, there was absolutely no promo for Late License till the day before the fucking show went out. And then all of a sudden, everyone's sharing this video. Like, here's some of the characters that are in... Blah. The promo should have went out fucking months beforehand, showing bloopers and all sorts of stuff. Get people hyped up, have Late License in the corner of the video instead of one slate at the end of the fucking video. It should have had all that shit. They should be paying people to upload them on their own Facebook, i.e. me and Shane, Kieran, etc., to fucking post, like, you know, like, or to promote the show, because the videos are getting, rather than a couple of hundred, they're getting, you know, several thousand at the least. You know, we all shared the fucking ones that went straight to Facebook, and they all had like 30,000 in a day before the show came on. Think about how much that would get if you had, you know, 8 or 10 clips in a month running up to it. Think about it. They probably didn't. You know, even though it had the potential to be one of the most successful fucking rewatch things on the iPlayer, if they had promoted it properly. And the only way you're going to get the views that some that you want on some of them is to upload it on your own thing. You know, it's still promoting the show at the end of the day. If they think they're going to make money from their YouTube, you go, you must post the link from YouTube. Guess what, dickhead? No one watches YouTube. Coming from the guy who's basically you wouldn't have fucking heard of if it wasn't for YouTube. Even I'll tell you. You know, if someone's taking a shit, they're not going to make switch the apps on their phone from Facebook to YouTube. Unless they... A handful will. Don't get me wrong. A small handful will. And YouTube should be used as a fucking encyclopedia where you just go, oh, do you remember I'm constant Late License now? And I've turned on a Tim McGuire. You know, that's the only way you're going to get the... I don't know, it's just politics, isn't it? It's politics. Let's move on to other stuff we're talking about. I was talking about another radio show being commissioned. I'll tell you what happened. Got a tweet from this woman who's... whose fucking profile picture said feminist killjoy, and it was like fucking embroidered into like something. Hold on, I drink coffee out of rage. Here she goes, right? Where's my phone? I'm gonna read it out verbatim. Wouldn't wanna get you twisted, you dumb cunt. Here we go. She'll not hear this, you know, not a real fan. You slag me, then you slag me on your podcast. Nah, I'll hear what the fucking... Here we go. Where is it? You son of a bitch. Congas, hey, really enjoyed your set on Radio... Ugh, Jesus! Really enjoyed your set on Radio Ulster until your Caitlyn Jenner material. Wee wonky, unhappy face. Maybe you could leave it out in future. Let me tell you something, Mary. Maybe you can go fuck yourself and die. How about that? Oh, you make me angry! Maybe you could leave it out. Oh yeah, anonymous fucking internet weirdo. Just because you've told me to leave it out, I think I will. You know, you didn't seem to give a fuck when I was doing some sort of racist fucking Indian accent, did you? Nah, I didn't give a shit. Didn't give a shit when I was, you know, talking about the double standards between men and women's fucking body image. Nah, I didn't give a shit about that. Nah. Did you talk about Caitlyn Jenner? You better wash your fucking mouth out. That's our Caitlyn. Why are people exempt from a slagging? I'll say whatever the fuck I want. What sort of comedian would it be if I turned around and was like, yeah, you're right, I should because you and you alone were the only person that had issue with that piece of material. I will definitely take it out. And guess what? It was on the radio. So what am I going to do? Do it again on the radio next time? Definitely not. I've already put the material out there. You fucking Momo. Drives me full mental. full mental jacket, don't slag. I've said this before, you could bully a fucking ginger till he slits his own fucking dick in the bath. But it's like, you know, oh no, you cannot open your mouth about fucking people's sexuality or gender preference. Guess what? You can. You definitely can. You tell me that Bruce Jenner becoming a woman at fucking 70 isn't weird. Of course it's weird. Is it wrong? Not remotely. Is it weird? Yes, it's weird as fuck. From the creepy da from the Kardashians. Who, by the way, there is no doubt that he's more financially well off being a female. In parentheses. No, he's absolutely exempt from any sort of slagging. Yeah, he killed a woman. He actually killed a woman. Then went, I'm a woman now. Did he absorb her soul when the fucking Hummer hit her? Oh, you... Ugh, twat. Oh. You made me make like an Andrew Maxwell noise there. Oh! Maybe leave it out next time. Maybe fucking cram my whole genitals into your face. How about that? Actually, no, that's... I didn't mean that. With a profile picture like Feminist Killjoy, I don't know if I'd want to. Okay, let's move on. Maybe you could leave... Isn't that crazy? Where else do you get that sort of critique? You don't get it in anything. You know, imagine just... can you not just send a fucking letter to like a TV or like a network and be like, didn't like that show, maybe leave it off the telly next week? You wouldn't do it. Hi, listen to your album, didn't like that song. Maybe leave it off, okay? Maybe take back all the fucking copies that you've had distributed. And if you could just burn them and reprint it with, just without that song, because I'm just not too keen on it. I had to write back to her and say, I'm just surprised anyone listened to the fucking show on Radio Ulster. You know? And it's, you know, if the BBC didn't have a problem with it, why do you have a problem with it? That's my Caitlin. That's my wee Caitlin. It's so brave being a fucking... Get the fuck out of my face. Unbelievable. By the way, the joke is tremendous. And Mickey fucking texts me saying he overheard some woman in Derry going, Caitlyn Jenner got Woman of the Year. And fucking... She's only been a woman for 6 months or something. Which is very funny. Unbelievable. Woman of the fucking year. Do you not get Feminist Killjoy? Do you not fucking get that it's me sort of half sticking up for women? Which I don't normally do, believe me. I was trying to say that he reaps all the benefits, all the good shit about being a woman without any of the bad stuff. You know? Oh, what's the hardest part about being a woman? Picking the outfit? If I was a woman, I'd have fucking ran up and butchered his dick with a fucking mace. I'd have went, oh, you cunt. Unbelievable. And you're only being offended at that because you think that you have to. Oh no, you're not allowed to slag gender issue. You absolutely are. You're allowed to slag anything like that. Why not? When I was at uni, I hung about with this gay guy, and I've never heard anyone use the word faggot as much in my... And he's probably going, it's like our N-word. But the way he used to do it was hilarious. And you're like, it is funny. There is humour in that. In, like, gender, sexuality-based humour. It's funny as fuck. You know what I mean? You got the most flamboyant, violent... borderline rapey homosexual man calling other little gay boys faggots. It was the funniest shit I'd ever seen in my life. You know, there's humour in all that shit. You're only being offended because you think that you should be. And by the way, offence means nothing. It's like going, I'm hungry. You go, well, I'm not, so go and get a fucking sausage roll and shut your fucking stupid face, you cunt. Oh, it's been a good day, guys. It's been a good day.
can you tell that I've been slightly fucked off recently? I don't know, does it come across?
Okay, let's move on. Let's move on! Last Thursday we've been doing a series of videos for Boojum, what they call branded content. They wanted a podcast recorded, a video podcast. I've had a few people ask me when it's gonna be up, and I'm gonna tell you exactly what happened. We went in Thursday, we sat down, we recorded it, it went okay, it was fine. Apart from, we were self-shooting it, I had a wee camera with me, I brought the wee camera, which I thought was decent. We filmed the Boojum Addict video on the wee camera, which is like a Panasonic, blah blah, whatever the fuck it is. And it turned out great, and we went to film inside, and there wasn't enough light, and it just looks a bit speckly. So what we're going to do is we're going to reshoot it on Thursday, redo another one, and we'll release that one. We might release them. I might just release... I could do it. No, there's no point, really. We'll do another one. We're sort of commissioned by Boojum to do like 3 or 4 over the next 3 months or something. So there will be a little series. I'm going to ask them if I could put them up on my YouTube as well. And you can enjoy that. So bear with me. I fucked the first one up. It's my fault. We also have done a little series of videos for them. Which the initial feedback on was seemingly we haven't got the message clear between the management and us, and they're not entirely happy with the first video we sent them, which is bad form on both sides, really, because we didn't really clearly outline what exactly we were going to do. It was more of like, yeah, you lads knock far away, and of course we're just going to make a video that's funny, that we think is going to be funny. But they have certain standards to uphold on the other side, so we've run into some problems. So we're going to have to work them out, maybe reshoot some stuff, and in the end, make nothing because of the fuck-ups. However, good quality work. Got to work with a guy called Michael Foster, who Shane is... filmed a lot with, and his mate Carl. We filmed some stuff. He's got great gear. We had Aaron Butler sit in on one of the sketches, aka the Video Wizard .tv or whatever the fucking site is. Both, so you literally, you have a crew filming, and one of the guys in it is basically his job is a fucking, he's a video producer, like. So there was basically 3 sets of video producers there, and seemingly we've still done it wrong. We've done it wrong in complete crystal clear 4K. Which feels great. You know. So there you go. We'll film more of that shit. Got to do a fair bit of jiu-jitsu last week, which I was very excited about. You know, the lads went up to a competition on Saturday there in Antrim. Seemingly fucking just cleaned them out. So that's all good. You know, the new gyms finally got their new patches in. This is really stupid shit that no one cares about. But if you want to, you know, I'm excited about it. If there's anything that excites me, you know, it's slobbering about people, sausages, you know, fighting feminism one dick at a time, and jiu-jitsu. So, I don't even know what the feminism statement means. Does anyone really know what feminism is? Is it not just equality? I think of you as equal. Move on. You know? You don't need to get better than someone to be equal. Relax, will you? I'll do a joke about fucking Bruce Jenner. Of course I will. Suck my dick. So yeah, we've got the new patches and new t-shirts and shit rolling around like a hard cunt. That's what you do, isn't it? Walk around fucking... in your jiu-jitsu top, pretending you're hard. When in actual fact, if someone wanted to fight you, you'd probably get your shit kicked in. it's funny, I read some guy's thing on Facebook one time, and he's like, yeah, Brazilian jiu-jitsu is like the karate boom in the 80s. You know, all the fucking, everyone's doing it, but it's not really effective as a form of fighting. Well, I'll tell you why that is, mate. It's because karate people punch the fucking air for
most of their career and get a black belt. Any class you can do where there's like kids in the same class is not considered a real martial art. You know, you go to these jiu-jitsu places and it's full of fucking gorillas who will literally just trail your head off. I think you just need to go down. I'm not saying, you know, this guy's obviously a boxing fan. You know, I'm not saying jiu-jitsu's better than boxing. It's just like, it's a different thing. You know, if you had a fucking brown belt in jiu-jitsu versus whoever the best boxer is in Ireland, he'd probably just shoot in, take him down, pass his guard, choke him in a very short space of time. You know, if they just had a straight boxing match, he'd probably get his fuck kicked in. That's the way it goes. We've covered all this before. In fact, everything I've mentioned today, I think we've covered before. I wanted to talk about, I saw this program on BBC One. One of the few programs I've watched this week that wasn't I'm a Fucking Celebrity. What is it with these shows? Like, I don't know how, you know, I'm sitting there, it's like Maureen and her fucking family. And you're like, what, how can you sit through the same fucking shit day after day and then again do it next year and the year after that when it's like, what fucking assholes can they find? And it's like, they're running out of stuff to do. It's like, you know, today we're at the fucking cocktail bar and it's like, you can have, you know, how many times can you eat, you know, a fucking koala's dick before you run out of fucking idea? It's the same thing. Today, the bush taco truck, it's like, what can we, it's like, here's the game, plus we empty cockroaches on your head. Tomorrow we play fucking Jenga, but with cockroaches on your fucking head, and you've got your feet in a fish tank full of fucking rats. Tomorrow we play fucking Mousetrap, but it's underwater with a fucking caiman with its mouth taped over, you fucking bastard. How many fucking times? How many times can they do that? And then next year it's the same fucking shit. I don't know who that woman is. Is her name really Lady Colin? Is her fucking name Colin? That fucking white Jamaican? Wagwan, boy? Who's just a fucking bastard. Slabbering everyone. And everyone's like, are you allowed to slabber at her? Because she's like 60-something years old. Yeah. If you're acting like a fool spastic, you should get both barrels from everyone. Bully her out. Listen, Lady C, shut your stinking mouth. You look like the painting from Ghostbusters. It's haunted. You know that one? Its eyes glow up and all, scared the shit out of me as a kid. Maybe Ghostbusters 2. I can't fucking remember. Nor do I really give a fuck. Just watching all that shit. But I watched this thing, and it was like, I could be very... Is the guy's name Simon Reeves or something? Is that his name? I don't know who the fuck he is. But he's like, you know, I'm on my tour of Ireland and all that shit. And he goes to all these places like, this is lovely and isn't this beautiful and da-da-da. And here we are at such and such and Rathlin, and it's all these beautiful places. And then it's like, next on our journey, Belfast. We enter Belfast at one of its most contentious times of year. It's the 12th of July. And they're like, mate, could you have went any other fucking time? Don't go then when it's swamped with fucking spastics. You know, it's like, it's... Like, I grew up in an area where you see that shit. You did see a lot of that shit all the time. But our family and most of the people on our street were like, not involved at all. Everyone just went, right, well, that's us not going out of the house today. You know, a couple of years ago, last year or whatever, when we lived in Belfast, Maureen was working on the 12th and she's like, can you walk down and meet me? I'm scared. I'm basically scared to walk home by myself. So I had to walk down through, you know, fucking top of, like, Bradbury Place, down bottom of Lisburn Road, fucking down past Dublin Road. And it was like an absolute, you were legitimately scared for your life. It was a fucking nightmare. And sure enough, this guy's here and he's like, you know, oh yeah, and we speak to one of the locals. And of course this fucking, like, this fucking gimp with like two eyes looking two directions, drinking Coors. This is our culture. We get the right to celebrate our culture. And the fact that our culture is being celebrated is because
That's my flag. That's the flag of my country. And my country is part of our UK culture and the Queen and culture. And culture is the name of the Queen and culture.
And you're like, yeah, you look really cultured in your fucking three-quarter length, piss-stained white Adidas fucking tracksuit bottoms. While you drink Coors and your fucking two-year-old daughter almost wanders into a fucking bonfire. Cultured as fuck.
I'm cultured. I subscribe to the culture of never leaving your street for 52 years of your life. And thinking that someone that lives 15 metres away behind a wall is in any way fucking different to me.
Unbelievable. I was just sick of seeing that. Like, talk about complaining. You know, your woman's complaining about my Bruce Jenner joke. Someone should be going, could you please not make TV for England and fucking visit Belfast on the shittiest day of the year when no one can go anywhere or do anything and the street looks like a fucking apocalypse the next day. Unbelievable. On a brighter note, I got a in contact from, if you remember, you've probably heard me mention it before, there used to be a podcast, The Gibbers and Rab Show, two fellas from Carrick. Good lads. I don't know if they do it anymore, which is a shame. They really should. The more podcasts coming out of here, the better. Because why? Because Geddes wants to start a podcast network. So Gibbers and Rab, get on it, you fucking nabs. Same as, what do you call them, boys? Fellowship. The Fellowship Podcast. The boys from fucking Lurgan. Start making podcasts again here, lads, because we really need to get this fucking, get a network going. Kieran Bartlett has one. Aaron McCann has one. Listen to this fucking Teletubby-headed cunt. He gets in touch with me, right? I never thought I was in any way intelligent or technical or anything until you deal with these fucking mongs. Oh, mate, I'm thinking of buying a sound recorder and all. Which one should I buy? And if I go on anyone, do it on your phone. Doesn't matter. I was going to get the Zoom H2N and then I was going to get the Zoom H4N and all. But does it take a separate mic and all? And I was like, listen, you're not recording like a fucking album. You're just recording your voice. Does it take separate mic? It takes a line in. What does line in mean? Oh my God. Just buy the bastard. And then me and fucking Aaron McCann are going back and forward about, like, you know, what the name of his show should be. And I've tried, and I'm the only advice I ever give out is when I've done it myself incorrectly. My podcast was called the Colin Geddes Show Podcast for a long time. It's simple, you know, it's easy to search, whatever. But then I decided, oh, I would like to maybe branch out someday, do live ones. I'd like to do maybe a t-shirt, you know what I mean? I have a lot of t-shirts, Buy the Blender ones and Team Blender and fucking Bessie McD tees and all that shit. But I wouldn't wear one down this fucking street because I would look like a dickhead. However, not because they look shit, they look amazing, but it's just because, you know, I'm in the fucking videos and it seems a bit stupid. But I decided to change it to General Banter because the term General Banter was always used in the podcasts right back to the Audio Picnic days. It'd be like, right guys, what's the General Banter for the week? And you would just talk about the shit that went on that week. So I decided, like, General Banter, it's a bit of a stupid name, but it's a name, it's a title for a podcast. So I said to Aaron, listen Aaron, this is Aaron McCann, by the way. The boy wonder, up and coming comedian. They say up and coming, he's just a good comedian who you will eventually hear of and become a bit more of a household name and you'll be fucking buying tickets to go see him. Who I met in a fucking Asda in Oma one day, you know, this 46-year-old man in a school uniform, whatever. So he goes to me, what should I call this? And I was like, right, from experience, I feel like you should have a title, and then a sort of, you know, the fucking witching hour by Aaron McCann or so. You know, it has to have a title so that eventually when you go down the road, you can have like the something live podcast, the something video podcast. You know, you could sell a fucking t-shirt. And that was the advice I tried to give him. And we went back and forth and there was great, great fucking names being thrown out there. I said, why don't you call it, because his name's Aaron McCann, obviously. I was like, why don't you call it AMFM, like a fake radio show? And he goes, but it doesn't matter that it's a podcast. I was like, no, because you do a logo and it's a big retro fucking design. And call it just something, there's something with Aaron McCann.
And then we went back and forward, and he's like, yeah, these were great, and da-da-da. And then he puts up on Facebook that it was going to be called fucking Midweek Cheek with Aaron McCann. And I was like, oh, you big-headed twat. Unbelievable. If you're listening to this, Aaron, don't ever ask me for anything. Don't ever ask me for anything ever again. Unbelievable. Midweek Cheek. I could see that in a t-shirt. Jesus Christ, Aaron. The name doesn't matter. I'm sure it'll be really funny. But there's another, again, I don't know where I got, how I got to this, but there's another one. Listen to that. Listen to Aaron McCann's podcast. Listen to Kieran's. I think Shane had put one up again. He's back on the fucking podcast thing. The Shane Toddcast. So it's back on the go. I think he's on his 10th episode. So who else has a podcast? Did I read? I don't know. Every fucking cunt has one. But what we should all do is have one and then have somewhere where you can find them all. A network. Then you start bringing in sponsors. Then everyone's happy. Okay? We're doing the General Banter video podcast. Good crack. All that shit. We've got a live General Banter podcast in January. At the old fucking, what do you call it? Lavery's. So we'll talk about that closer to the time. Let's talk news. Oh, by the way, there was a gig on at the bookshop in Belfast, the Book Reserve, which I had my name on the poster of. I pulled out of it. I doubt anyone was there to fucking see me anyway, but I had to pull out of it. The gig was sold out, but I just had to... You know what it was? I'd headlined the first one, and I was going to do the second one just because I had organised it. I felt like I should put my name on the poster. And then when I got close to the time, I wasn't in Belfast. I was like, listen, there's no fucking point in me going down here to do 10 minutes because that's all I was going to do anyway. And just free the money up for the rest of the guys who haven't done it before. So that's why I didn't do it. I'm sure I'll do another one. Whatever. I'm sure no one gives a flying fuck anyway. Let's talk some news. There was, just before we started, there was, I was sitting eating lunch and they were talking about Pirelli tires basically put out a calendar every year. It's a bit of a big deal. You know, it's sexy and Italian, and every year they put out pictures of, you know, hot women. They're objectifying women in a calendar. Yep. But this year they decided to do, you know, basically very powerful, successful women. So they've got like Amy Schumer, who I'm a big fan of. Amy Schumer, like, in her knickers, holding a fucking glass of wine or something. And, you know, you can see a wee bit of her fucking belly hanging out, and everyone's like, oh my God. And there's one of Serena Williams. All the, you know, all these very successful, powerful women, right? Which is great. You know what I mean? It's cool. It's a bit of a different angle on it. Now, as I'm eating my lunch, Loose Women comes on. And I was just like, again, this is another thing. If I was a fucking... You couldn't get women acting more like cliched women in your... You know what I mean? It's like the women that you'd hear about in 80s fucking stand-up. It was driving me mental. She goes, now these are women of that have different achievements and all. So if they're putting them on to be recognised for their achievements, why do they need to be half naked? And you're like, because it's a bit of crack, isn't it? It's a bit of fun. Do you know what I mean? It's like if you go on fucking, I don't know, there was just something fucking drives me insane about it. She's like, you know, if I, you know, we all, if that was a men's calendar, you know, and they got the funny ones with normal guys like in the garden and stuff, but then you get the ones where it's just real hot guys with six packs and all, and I look at that and I go, oh, they're hot, aren't they? Isn't that really hot? You know, and she goes, I don't turn around to my husband and go, eh, look at you, you know, you're not as good as that, it's just nice to look at. And you're going, yeah, guess what? So are girls with their fucking tits out, you ugly bitch. You know? Is it fucking objectifying women? Guess what? Yes. I don't even know. What does that mean? They're just an object of bucking. Guess what? The girl's job is to be a model. So she doesn't give a flying fuck. She also got paid a lot of money to be hot as fuck and stand there.
You know what I mean? Just because she's hot as fuck and just standing there, does that also mean that, you know, she's like, well, that doesn't count that you get paid, you know, 30 grand to take those photos. You should also be a doctor. No. She is literally there to be an object. That's what a model is. You know, they decided to change it up a bit this year and have very, you know, women who are very successful in their field, right? Which isn't really that different to the women that would be in it normally, because guess what? If you're on a fucking Pirelli calendar getting paid God knows what, you're successful in your field too. So why don't you get in the fucking treadmill, you jealous ugly bitches? Unbelievable. Drives me fucking nuts. And every time Jamelia said something, they all clapped.
You know, I think that it's good to have... Here she goes, this got a clap. This got a clap, right?
She goes, Amy Schumer's on there, and you know, you can see a bit of her belly and all there, whatever. And, you know, it's actually inspirational for young women to see that normal women do sometimes have a bit of a belly. And she gets a clap, and I feel like going, oh my fucking God. You, oh my, Jesus Christ. No, the reason that that one is like that is because Amy Schumer is literally the fucking biggest comedian in the world right now. Certainly the biggest female comedian, but she's up there with fucking Kevin Hart and whoever else, roughly. She's doing very, very well for herself. Now, it makes sense for her to take a slightly funny photo. You know? That's why she's doing it, because she's not going to be standing there all fucking sexy. You know, it's like going to, there's a picture of Serena Williams. You're like, oh, well, could they not just get a nice pretty one of her face? Not when you have an arse like a fucking stallion. You know what I mean? They're hardly going to go, Serena, could you just turn around and give us a lovely smile there? Do we get one of just your face? Wrong. Go on Serena Williams' fucking Instagram. She loves taking photos of her shitter. Why? Because it's absolutely epic. It's enormous. So they're clearly going to go, Serena, why don't you turn that thing around and we'll get the panoramic lens on to get it in. It fucking drives me mad. And what's wrong with, like, if I was a woman and I was hot as shit, I would be using that every fucking day. Why not? Why not be objectified? Because it's the one thing that you fucking, you can get, it's the one thing that you can literally use to make men do pretty much anything. You know, all those fucking losers that are up to 5 in the morning just trying to break the will of some girl. And she could literally go, next February on the 12th, you can see my vagina. And he's going to go, yes, no worries, I'm going to wait till then. That's what you can do, ladies. And in the meantime, he's taking you out for dinner and all that stupid shit. I don't know, maybe feminist killjoys, right? It's a bad day. It's a bad day for gender equality. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, what was it started for? Do you get the same rights and same pay? I don't really see any of that shit not happening in this country. I heard a talk the other day. They were saying the reason there is a wage gap in America between men and women is because men do the things that make more money and women do the things that are more fulfilling that don't make as much money. For example, you might get a woman who wants to work with kids. Is it a fulfilling job? Yeah. Whereas the guy might, I don't know, do more stuff, becomes a pediatric surgeon. I don't know, makes more money. Seems kind of, you're still working with kids, but I don't know. That's what they were basically trying to say. I don't know anything about anything. Speaking of equality, someone mentioned that the abortion laws in Northern Ireland go against human rights. That's another thing. Of course it does. And this woman is on the fucking news and she's going, I think it's a disgrace to basically interfere with any sort of, you know, life. I don't think under any circumstances that an abortion should be done, and you know, you're taking away human life, and you forget, and you feel like going, yeah, not when the baby's dead, you dumb bitch. You know, I know someone who
who basically had to have a baby terminated because it wasn't functioning properly. And she basically had to go have it terminated and then come back to Northern Ireland and give birth to it, which is a fucking shambles. I've never been as fucking angry in my life when I heard that. Like, I'm not a clever guy, but there's certain fuck-ups in logic where you're like, are you mental? Are you literally mental? She's to pay for her own fucking flights to go to England to have a baby terminated, even though it wasn't going to survive anyway. And it wasn't even a 50-50 thing. It literally wasn't developing organs. And you have to do that, come back on the plane, then give birth to a stillborn baby. Do you want her to fucking be completely mentally ill the rest of your life? What sort of fucking damage must that do to you mentally when you could just do it here, safely, without any of that risk? You know, just to try and soften, which must be a horrendous blow anyway. Oh, by the way, you're going to be out of pocket and go over here and be thinking about that the whole way while they're trying to offer you fucking Pringles on the plane and then come back and have that happen. Disgusting. And then you get some fucking moron on the news.
I think if someone's being raped, they should just have the baby and give it away.
Don't even chat to me about the fucking fellas outside that abortion clinic. I've brought that up before. Fuck me. Let me tell you something. That guy is 100% looking the sympathy fucking ride. And that's a fact.
Yeah, I believe in the same thing you believe in, Teresa. Aren't I a fucking saint? Do you maybe want to go for a coffee sometime?
Next minute you wake up with a fucking condom hanging out your arse. If you're lucky. Because Simon turns out to be a fucking creeper. Let's move on to other shit. What about the guy who got punched because he was accused of being an ISIS? And he's like, listen guys, I'm not an ISIS, I'm just a hipster. Oh, brilliant. Dude, you punched me, you knocked my fucking flat white clean out of my hand. Let's do some questions here before I properly lose my shit. Apologies for this podcast, it was fairly dark. Also apologies if I didn't quite articulate any views I have on certain things. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. I don't know. I feel like I need to read up on that feminist thing. It seems to me like the real hardcore feminists are the type of person that would make you hate women. Whether you're a man or a woman or not. Or if you're somewhere in the middle with an undecided gender. Fuck it. Not enough problems, guys. You need to worry about something else. Oh yeah, apparently the Sunflower Bar is actually closing down. Everyone's like, absolute disgrace. Absolute fucking disgrace. Although, how can I be making money when you've like a fucking 18-piece ukulele band all drinking Ribenas? Anyway, Brock Boyd. Alright, okay. So that's not a question. Chris McCulloch, what's the story with Tyson Fury not wanting to drink the water at the boxing? Reasonable or paranoid? Well, I don't question anything that he does because he's clearly a fucking mentalist. You know what I mean? He's not really like a normal guy, so if he turned around and went, I'm not drinking the water because it might be poisoned or something, you're like, well, that's not the weirdest fucking thing you've said today. When he sang to his wife after he beat Klitschko, I was going to just throw the telly out the window. Fucking weirdo. It's boring. But I don't like boxing at the best of times. Maybe I'm not watching any boxing, but see when it comes to those heavyweights and you're like, there are no Tysons or anything. There's no one getting knocked the fuck out anymore. Anthony Joshua looks decent, but it's boxing's such a slow process. They're trying to build them up, trying not have them get beat too early, which the UFC don't do. They're like, oh, see, you're a bit of a slobber, McGregor, and you beat three people. Do you want to fight the champion? Sure. Right, let's go next question. Are you watching The Ultimate? It's James McCauley. Are you watching The Ultimate Fighter? If so, who do you think will win it? Mate, I haven't seen any of it. Isn't that disgraceful as a fight fan? I just can't keep up. Too many UFCs these days. Too many fucking things. Is it all on BT Sport? James, if you hear this, tweet me and let me know if it's all on BT Sport and I can rewatch it. Can you do The Running Man while podcasting? Come on, bro. I can't do The Running Man fucking underwater. Gaffer Cross,
How can we convince NATO to bomb the Christmas market on humanitarian grounds? Fucking shithole ripoff wanker magnet.
It's ridiculous. Me and Maureen got swindled. Not really swindled, but you get caught up in the vibe and you end up buying, you know, Irish, what do you call Baileys? Basically like a Baileys flavoured coffee and an orange flavoured coffee. And we've had it in the fucking, on the shelf for a full year. Because I made the orange one day and was like, mate, that is fucking bargain. I smelled it, I was like, that smells like a club orange biscuit. And then I made it in the wee French squishy thing and I was like, that is fucking disgusting, boys. Chris Reezy. Sorry about that whistle. Did you see the Snapchat story, chess boxing? How mental was that? I didn't see it. It's chess boxing, like you beat the fuck out of each other and then you play a round of chess. Is that what that is? Do you think stand-up, right, this is from Stu Adam, 85. Do you think the stand-up bits in Late License start looking straight down the lens or a bit weird? Should it be like your Dayfest highlights and laughs? Yeah, it should have been, and it wasn't how I thought it was going to look. It was very set up. I thought it was going to be just a gig. They were just going to film a gig the way they did Sunflower. But they got a lot of audience reactions and shit. Yeah, that's the way they should have done it. In fact, if you get a second, Stu, look up Dave Attell's Underground, or Underground with Dave Attell or something. It was like a stand-up show they did at the Comedy Underground in New York, which just looks amazing. But he gives a guy in the crowd a camera and they shoot it sort of handheld from the crowd, which you really feel like it. In fact, even watch Dave Attell's crowd work, his special. It's all shot, you know, guerrilla style in the club and it looks amazing. You literally feel like you're right in there. It's not like watching a theatre show or anything. But that's the way to do it. But sure, who's watching any contemporary stuff? No one at the BBC. I hate to slag it, but it's, I don't know, it's one of those things. Like, what are you going to do? Start a fucking TV network yourself? Doubt it. It's very frustrating. But you're right, doing stand-up down the lens is fucked up. It's also more fucked up that I've met half the people that are in it, you know? People appear on screen and you're going, who the fuck is that? Anyway, Nathan Concilia, every week, non-stop, have you had absinthe? Yes, I have. It's not nice. I had a bottle of it that I bought in Tenerife, which seemed pretty legit, because you would put like one drop of it into like lemonade, and it would just turn into like mayonnaise. It wasn't great. And then we nursed that bottle for fucking... I was trying to get rid of it for about 6 months. It's not good. Matthew Foster, you got your tree up yet? No. When will it get it up? We have to get one. Unfortunately. I don't know, soon-ish? I don't give a fuck. Did you talk about Rhonda getting her bake butted off? I did. Fergal McGorman, this says, have you got your picks for the 12th? I've got Aldo, Weidman, Jacare. I don't know, that's fucked up. Jacare will beat Romero. I'm pretty sure of that. He's got very heavy hands and his jiu-jitsu is retarded. Jacare's jiu-jitsu is deadly. Weidman versus Rockhold, I'm going to say... This is all UFC talk, by the way, guys. If you're not into it, get watching. Weidman versus Rockhold. I don't see either of them boys, like, giving up. So I feel like that's going to be a full, just... five-round fucking fight. Rockhold's such a beast because he trains with like some of the best heavyweights in the world, so he's a fucking animal. But then Weidman just has that that thing that makes him unbeatable. You know, he's just like, he's so fucking tough that it's, but then I've seen glimpses of that in like McGregor. McGregor just has that, you might be winning now, but I'll get you type of, you know what I mean? It's like, you're not gonna knock me out. You're not gonna finish me on the floor. You might hold me down for a minute, but no matter what you do, I'm just gonna keep coming at you. And Weidman has that sort of thing, so I feel like it might be a Weidman decision. And the Aldo McGregor fight is fucking, who knows? It's either gonna be a very quick knockout on either part, or it's gonna be a fucking war. I don't know. I'm just thinking, like, I don't know. You see, I can't imagine McGregor doing many takedowns trying to get him to the floor. Aldo's jiu-jitsu is also nuts. His takedown offense is nuts. His stand-up is dangerous as fuck. Very quick. The kicks are quick as fuck. McGregor, however, is very big and has very heavy hands. So I'm hoping what happens is, you know, you'll get these exchanges and McGregor just keeps landing big shots, just keeps hitting him, keeping him out, keeping a distance, keeps hitting him. And the same sort of thing happens to Aldo as what happened to Mendez. He just kind of gets overwhelmed, you know what I mean? He just gets tired of dealing with a big guy who's powerful as fuck. And McGregor needs to look out for that leg being booted off him. That's about it. That's about all I can think of right now. But I don't know, I'll be watching it from behind the fucking sofa, shitting myself probably. Danny Daly. How will the McGregors handle ISIS? Don't know, I might do a video on that. Don't know, turn the TV off, don't worry about it. Noah Rafferty, I see Grace. Yeah, apparently Ireland's on the top of the list of places to be attacked. If you look up, there was like a guy wrote an open letter to ISIS. That's Finchie Coveney or whatever his name is. Ex-comedian. I don't know if he does stand-up anymore, to be honest. But met him once in Dublin. Gigged with him again somewhere else. Good guy. Wrote a very funny letter to ISIS. It was all over the media. Noah Rafferty. I see Greggs are setting up a shop in Belfast. Are you a fan? Fond of a steak bake myself? It's alright, yeah. If you were fucking, I wouldn't rush to it above anywhere else, like, but if you're there, it's alright. Their sausage rolls aren't much to fucking write home about. I got one of those, it was like a fry up in a pastry, you know, it was like beans and bacon and sausage or something. Disgusting, but nice, if you know what I mean. But then the problem is, like, the idea of the pie shop isn't that sort of prominent over here, but if you're in somewhere like Edinburgh, like when I was overstaying with Mickey at the Fringe, we went to some pie shop, I forget the name of it, and got a peppered steak slice, and Jesus fucking Christ, I was like, this is unbelievable. And it was like a pound, so it was like an independent sort of gourmet version of Greg's. Like everything Greg's does, but better. Peppered steaks, like, Jesus fucking Christ. They fell over in the street. It was unreal. Prince Charles is a new Willy Wonka. I can't even click that fucking link. There he is, just eating a bunch of chocolates. Fucking hell. Steve Haddock. Do you mind if I call you Steve, Stephen? Do you still have a brief moment of shame immediately after post-masturbation? By shame, do you mean I feel like a pure hero and high-five myself? The spunky hand? If you call that shame, sir, then yeah, shameful as fuck. Seymour Skinner. Alright, okay. That's not your real name. Would you ever try mushrooms or LSD? I would, yeah. But I'd have to do it in the correct circumstances. I certainly wouldn't buy mushrooms off some fucking agent in, like, Auchnacloy. Don't eat fucking mushrooms, mate! No, mate. I would probably do it in a legit surrounding. I'd probably rather do mushrooms than LSD, to be honest with you. Just because mushrooms seem slightly more natural. I know it's more or less the same shit, is it? Do they take stuff out and put it in an LSD? Couldn't tell you. Gordon Rugg Baker.
Best or worst gig you've done? Pick one. Yeah, I'll just do the best one, thanks. I don't know, you have to look at those gigs where it's, you know, you do gigs where you get laughs and whatever, and you get, sometimes you get bigger laughs than others. The real good ones are the ones you remember where you're like, you hit that flow of like, I can say anything here and it's going to destroy. And I've really only had that a handful of times, and I think they sort of set the bar for your, you know, you might have a gig where people laugh at 80% of your stuff and they sort of only giggle at the other 20. And you're like, it was good, but those bits didn't work as well as they should have. Whereas you get the gigs where it's like, I honestly, and probably anyone who does comedy's only really had fucking a handful of them. But like, the ones that I can think of are things like the time I supported Colin Murphy at that Aragorn gig. Felt like it couldn't really go wrong. The last time I did Mason's was a great gig for me. And it's, I tell you what, if you're in Derry, I know someone's going to ask, where's the question? Tina Devaney there. Are you still going to do another gig in Derry before Christmas? Yep, 17th. Get to that one, because the lineup's fucking retarded. Worst gig I've ever done? I don't know, they're just, when they're shit, and you just need to fucking, you just need to get over it, really. Just shake it off in your sleep. Oh, God! And then carry on. I mean, at this sort of level, if you fuck up a gig, you know, you can sort of blame it on, not the audience, but just the setup. Some gigs you do, the setup's terrible, and you're like, that was not built for comedy in the slightest, and we'll just move on. I mean, I've done a few fucking shitters in the Empire where you walk out and you're trying to do your jokes and you're the guy that's opening, and it just feels like such a vast room that you're like, oh, God, none of these cunts are listening. So yeah, Matthew Dowds, me and the girlfriend listen every week from Oz, ever considered heading down under? Aye, we'll stay with you, Matthew. Get the kettle on. So yeah, I would. I mean, but what would I do? Come down and do a fucking gig in your house? Why not? I have girlfriend Maureen's sister is in New Zealand right now, and it would appeal to me more than Australia for some reason. Although I'll stick it on the list. We're going to do a pile of travelling next year, so maybe we'll see. We'll see what happens. Stephen Hughes, did you do the video podcast? Like I said at the start, we did it and I fucked it up, so we're going to redo it on Thursday. So hopefully it'll be up Friday or somewhere around that time. And I'll post the fucking link. Gotta go here, guys, because I fear the batteries are going to shit themselves in this thing here. Cheers for listening. Cheers for putting up with me slabbering about BBC and other fucking setups where you don't have 100% freedom. Guess where we'll have it, guys? On the podcast, the one that makes no fucking money whatsoever. But I love it. Remember to go to any gigs if you can. Tomorrow is Lavery's Comedy Club. Foil Arms and Hog are headlining. If you haven't seen them before, you're going to love them. And if you don't, there's literally something wrong with your personality and you should go see about it. Then the 10th is Contained, round at Donegal Quay under the bridge near the Oval Tower. Brilliant venue, brilliant lineup. It's going to be awesome. We're in Larne the next day. And then the 17th is Derry. Excitement! So, congas.com. Hopefully, praise be to Allah, we get the fucking t-shirts ordered. And I'll put the General Banter podcast t-shirt on sale. I'm only doing about 40 of them. So pick a size and take a run at it, guys. I'm keeping one for myself, so 39. So yeah, keep an eye out for that. The t-shirts are going to be badass as fuck. You know, going to be one of those sweet t-shirts that you can just kind of casually wear under a shirt. You know, you can wear it by itself. It's going to wash out nicely. It's going to look like a fucking vintage t-shirt. It's going to be cool as shit, bro. So, I'll keep you posted on that. I'll speak to you next time. Take her easy!